Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. We are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday evening with us, and we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, a paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you. We humble ourselves, Lord, and we ask for mercy. We call upon you tonight, Lord God, and we invite you to stop by, Lord, and manifest yourself. Oh, God, search our hearts while we're praying. Lord, whatever is not pleasing to you, Lord, be merciful and forgive us, Lord God. Wash us and clean us up, Lord. Purify our hearts, O Lord. Work on us right now, Lord, while we're praying, O God. Lord, we are calling on you tonight to speak to our hearts, Lord. Send your word, O God. Let your word come forth and let it minister to every listener. O God, bless in a special way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking that you will manifest yourself in the midst, O God. And, Lord God, prove yourself, Lord, to your people even the more. Lord, strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Work miracles in our midst, Lord. Work wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying for those who are bound up, oh God. Loose their bonds right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, work a miracle. But somebody, Lord, somebody crying out for deliverance tonight, Lord, touch, Lord Jesus, and send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Lord God, somebody's sick in their body, desiring to be healed. Touch, Lord, lay your hand upon them and heal them of their infirmity or any sickness, whatever it is that's plaguing their body. Lord, make them whole right now. While we're praying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're looking at you and we're depending on you. For without you, we can do nothing. We need you, Lord, to lead and guide us, direct us, Lord, in the way we should go. Lord, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding concerning your word, Lord, and concerning your will in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep us and preserve us. Take us through, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us, Lord. And remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Bless them tonight with whatever they stand in need of. Oh, Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. And you know what we all need, Lord, both spiritually and naturally. Oh, God, you know our financial needs. You know our physical needs. You know everything about us, oh, Lord. And we're asking you to work it out right now. We're praying, God, that you'll remember those who are incarcerated. Go into the jail cells, oh, God, in the prisons, Lord, in the juvenile detention centers. Oh, Lord, wherever someone is detained, make your holy visitation, oh, God. Lord, let them know that you are the true and living God and that you have the power to save their souls in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God. Remember the backslider, Lord Jesus. Help the backslider to make it back before it's too late. Oh, my God, put it in their heart. And touch their minds, Lord. Give them the mind to serve you for the rest of their lives. Give them the mind to turn from the error of their way. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight, Lord. We need mercy, O God. We need your mercy, O Lord. Be merciful unto us. And, Lord, we pray tonight that you will remember our leaders, O God, and touch their minds, strengthen their hearts, help them to do your will, Lord Jesus. Bless the congregation,
then help all of us to come together, united as one in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we believe you, Lord, and we are ever trusting in you. And we ask you, Lord, to look on those who are dealing with the bereavement, Lord, all of those who are on the prayer list. Oh, my God, give them comfort. Give them consolation. Strengthen them, oh, Lord, and help them to go through in this difficult time. In the name of Jesus, have your way, my God, and let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. We count it as done, and we thank you tonight, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. We thank you for your touch, my God. We thank you for your holy visitation. We thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving by your spirit, Lord, and pouring out your anointing. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the healing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your touch, Lord Jesus. Thank you for lifting heavy burdens. We thank you tonight, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for changing the head of death. Thank you, Lord. Give us a little more time. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blessing that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh Lord. And Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. All of these things we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist. I mean, I tell you, each time I hear her pray, I tell you, the Lord just touched. And I thank God for that prayer.
Amen.
We're going to read from the 14th number of Psalm and beginning with verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear. For God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. May God bless the reading of his word, the entire 14th number of Psalm. Praise God.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Maybell and that beautiful prayer being prayed by Evangelist Amin. And I thank God for the touch in the prayer. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. The access code is 565-2166. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We're praying for Danny Thompson, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Harrell family, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr.'s brother, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, as well as all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And before I turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell, I would like to sing just a portion, or just this song, if I may. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Jesus, we're depending on you. Lord, we're depending on you to see us through. When we came to the water, didn't know what to do. There was no one to help us see our way through. You parted the water, and we walked right on through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. 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 Lord, we're depending on you to see us through. When we came to the fire, and you know that it's true, the devil's a liar, there ain't much he can do. Now he tries to stop us, but we know you'll see us through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. 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 Lord, we're depending on you. We're depending on you. Lord, we're depending on you to see us through. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Jesus, we're depending on you. I can't speak for no one else, but I can speak for myself. I'm dependent on Jesus. He is my only hope. Praise God. I hope that you are looking to Jesus because he is our help. Praise the God. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts to hear the word of God.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, African Radio Land. Let us turn our hearts and minds to a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and mercy for giving us another chance to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you stretch out your merciful hand, Lord. Look upon the bereaved family, Lord. Lift the heavy burden, Lord. Comfort them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able, Lord. We pray that you have your way, Lord. Sing the word, Jesus. Sing your anointing, Lord. Save the unsaved, Lord. Heal them that are sick, Lord Jesus. Deliver them that are bound, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a deliverer, Lord. You're able tonight, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Speak to your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, encourage, Lord. Look on some bowed down head, Lord. Lift up the bowed down head, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know you're able, and we have it done. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. These and all blessings we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the word of God from the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Also reading from Psalm 130 and 7. Psalm 130 and the 7th verse. And it reads as follows. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And reading from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, and about the 6th verse. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Also reading from Isaiah, the 1st chapter, and beginning with the 15th verse. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Glory to God.
I'm going to leave a little short thought with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Seek the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Seek the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We're living in the times when people are seeking everything.
Oh, yes, Lord.
God knows they're seeking a name.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord, they're seeking to take on another person's name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, yes.
They don't care who they are,
Lord,
where they come from,
yes, Lord.
Whether or not they're saved or unsaved.
All right.
God knows we're living in crucial, terrible times.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, they're seeking how to get rich quick.
Yes, they are.
They're seeking how they can make a big bank account.
Yes, Lord.
They're seeking how they can turn their money over and over and over again.
Yes.
But they're forgetting to seek Jesus.
Oh, yes.
For he is salvation.
Yes, he is.
Oh, when you seek the Lord, he gives you good gifts.
Yes, he does.
He gives you good things.
Amen.
He said in his word in St. Matthew, the 6th chapter in about the 33rd verse, but seek ye first,
yes,
the kingdom of God,
glory to God,
and his righteousness.
Yes, Lord.
And all these things,
yes,
shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Oh, we have the saints of God. They should be trusting in the Lord.
Oh,
many are doubting God. They're drawing back on God.
Yes, they are.
Oh, the Bible says, he that put up his hand to the gospel plow,
yes,
looking back, is not fit for the kingdom
Amen.
Of God.
Not even
plain as the Lord told us in his word,
yes,
to trust in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Cursed be the man that trusteth in man.
Amen.
God knows it's a time now as never before,
yes,
to trust in the Lord,
oh, yes,
to look to Jesus.
Glory to God.
For he promised in his word,
yes,
that he would never leave us,
said,
neither
Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we know you are able, Lord. We are looking to you. We are trusting in you, and we are taking you at your word. We are seeking you, Lord, because we want to be saved. Help somebody today to take the word of God in, to run for their lives, calling on the name of Jesus, seeking your face and drawing closer to you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, O Lord. Give somebody salvation. Help them, O Lord, to repent of their sins and give their life to you, Lord. Help them, O Lord, to get in a hurry for their souls. Look on those who have fallen by the wayside. I pray that you touch their hearts and minds. Help them to turn to you, Lord. Help them to come back to you in the name of Jesus. And those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, touch right now, O Lord. Heal their bodies, O Lord. You know all about them. You know what they're going through, and you know what they're dealing with. Have mercy tonight, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Heal, O Lord, and deliver the souls. Look on that soul, O Lord, that is seeking your face, O Lord, that had a mind to deny self and pray and seek your face. I pray that you grant deliverance to them. Deliver their soul, O Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Help them, O Lord, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them to deny themselves and pick up their cross and follow you. Oh, my God, I know you're able to deliver. We are looking to you today, taking you at your word, and we pray, Lord, that you give strength to them that are weak, those who are fallen by the wayside, those who have gotten weak. Oh, my God, touch their minds and their hearts from the seek your face. Help them to turn from their ways. Help them, oh, Lord Jesus. Give them strength, oh, Lord, to turn to you. Help them to fall out with their ways. Help them to seek your face. And call upon the name of the Lord. And in the time of trouble, Lord, you said you would deliver, Lord. And we know you're able. We know you got the power. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have your way, O Lord. Go into the hospitals. Touch and heal, O Lord. Move all pain and misery, O Lord. Have mercy today in the name of Jesus. Those souls that were listed and named, I pray that you touch them one by one, O Lord, name by name. Grant their petition, heal their bodies, move, Lord. Give them the activity of their limbs, O Lord. Help them, O Lord, to look to you, to give their life to you, and let them realize that they need you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way today, O Lord. Let your spirit prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. And we pray that you continue to bless. Bless this broadcast even the more, O Lord. Send on souls. Save souls, O Lord. Deliver, Jesus. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We are yet looking to you. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand. Help us to endure to the end. I want to name my name. Give strength and grant the petitions that they desire of you. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we give thanks unto your name, Lord. We bless thy name, Lord. We glorify you, Lord.
Give way that you may give remarks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God. Even though it was a recording, I still could hear and feel the anointing of God through the message, seek the Lord. And if there was a time to seek the Lord, the time is now. The world is so full of distractions and so many people, they're confused and they're being taught to think that they need to seek after these things down here on the earth. They're looking for a mate, a husband or a wife, children, the good job, that what they call the American dream, but they're forgetting the word of God. We ought to seek the Lord and all these things, they'll be added unto us, but we have to seek the Lord. Thank God for the word. We say to him, keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank God for the gospel truth broadcast. It's a great blessing, and it's a great ministry, and I thank the Lord for the word that came forth. Seek the Lord. It was a short message, but it was straight to the point. And it's time now to seek the Lord and seek his will, not go after these things and fret over what somebody else has or what somebody else is doing, but seek the Lord for yourself. While you have a chance, while the blood is running warm in your veins, while you have the use and activities of your limbs, while you have your right mind, that is the time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I enjoyed the word of God, and I want to encourage everyone to take this word in for yourself, because as was stated, if there ever was a time to seek the Lord, that time is right now. So many difficulties, so many tests, so many trials. It's so much tribulation. It's so much tragedy going on. It's so much iniquity abounding. All of these things are happening, and we are not exempt. They are all around us. We're not just in a bubble of some. We're experiencing, we're faced with all of these things. So it's time to seek the Lord. He will lead us. He will guide us. He will direct us. Even while we're in the trouble, the Lord is present right there with us. We can call upon the Lord, and he will make himself known. So, again, I thank God for the word of God. I really enjoyed that message. And I want to say to you that it's made to continue to do the work of the Lord, continue it with this ministry. It's a great blessing to so many. God bless you, and be encouraged.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming through our evangelists, and I enjoyed the remarks coming through them. Thank God for the encouragement, because God knows just what we need, and surely this is a time to seek the Lord. I tell you, so much going on, people running and ripping here and there and going after this, going after that, and their minds is not even on the Lord. And they just caught up in the world. But I don't want to be like that. I want to seek the Lord and get closer to my God, because I want to be ready when he calls my name. I don't want anything in my way holding me back from meeting the Lord and being caught up to meeting in the air. So I thank the Lord for the word of God, and I take the word of God in myself, even though it was preached a while ago. It still rings true today, and I'm taking it in and taking it close to my heart, and I'm looking to the Lord for him to do something special for me, because like I said, I want to be ready. Out of everything that's said and done, or whatever I get, whatever I don't get, I want to be ready. So that's my main purpose now. I'm not worrying about none of this stuff down here. All this stuff is going to go away. We don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. So we just have to be ready and be prepared, because we don't know what's coming our way. It's going to come our way. The time, I don't know, but it's going to come. Because the Bible lets us know, we, through much tribulation, must enter into the kingdom of God. So Amen. We just have to stay ready. Keep seeking the Lord, and we won't lose out. I thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. I want to encourage you to continue to listen into the broadcast, and we'll be back here again on Sunday night, Lord's will, and we look forward to that. So we ask that you pray for us, and if that's it, this brings the broadcast to a close. I say God bless you and good night.